Oh God, thank you, name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you for your strength this day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for us to walk according to your will, according to your sanctification, according to your holiness, Lord, that we may only speak the things that you have ordained that we should speak from the foundation of the earth, Lord, that your words might go forth and accomplish all that you have bid them to do, Lord, according to your way. In Jesus' name, amen. So, as always, you know, I'm just going to speak what God had me to speak. And, you know, as always, you know, we're in the time of judgment, and I'm going to continue to speak those things, regardless of who wants to hear it or don't want to hear it or want to hear it. It doesn't matter. You know, God has commissioned me to speak these things, and I will speak them. You know, so, you know, and God is still speaking. You know, loud and clear, that men may know and understand, you know, that God's will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And to the so-called ministers of God who place the people of God under a burden which they themselves are unable to bear, you know, to fulfill their greed. They themselves are not entering into the kingdom of God. They're not entering in. They're not going, you know. But they are forbidden those that would go, you know, from entering in. And God said, "O wicked generation, how long will you continue after your own ways?" says the Lord. And God wants the people of God to repent, especially the preachers, you know, who have left God's people shepherdless. And there's no one to guide the people anymore. You know, like I've said in times past, you can't tell any difference between the world and the church. There's no difference. There's no difference. The people in the church are just as worldly as the people in the world. You know, they're doing everything that the world is doing, they're doing. And the lust thereof. And God's going to hold these ministers accountable. You know, people go to church every Sunday, you know, from the holiness churches, the apostolic faith, Baptist, the Presbyterian, you know, Jehovah Witness on Saturday, Seventh-day Adventists on Saturday. And they're all doing it in the name of God. And Jesus said, many shall come in my name in these days, and say, Lord, and say, Lord, we've done this and we've done that. He said, don't go after them. Don't go after them because they're not following the gospel that was set from the foundation of the church. Gospel that the apostles laid after Jesus Christ left. This is not the gospel. This is not. There's so many different variations, you know, of the church nowadays, you know. And God himself has rebuked that spirit, and God himself is against that spirit, and God himself is calling people to repentance out of those churches. God don't want his people led astray, and God don't want people hindering them from going to God, because you're filling the people's heart with lies, you know, false promises. You know, trusting, you know, causing them to trust in things that are not of God. To seek after things that are not of God. They are so entangled with this world. They're entangled. And you know, and as Jesus said, you know, in the Gospels, you know, he said, when I come, you know, like a thief in the night, he said, be ye ready. He said, be ready. Make sure your lamps are trimmed. Make sure you're doing the work that God has sent you to do. Make sure you're living the life that God has set before you to live. That is a life of holiness, a holy life. God said, be ye holy, because I am holy. This is a holy God. He's holy. And God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. God is not going to change his way or standard because we can't live up to it. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way has been set. It has been said, even from the foundation of the world, if you're going to serve God, you're going to have to be so holy. I don't care what church you're in. It don't matter. I don't care what church you're in. You got to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, and you got to live a holy life before God. I don't care. I don't care what corner of the earth you're in. It's the same requirement. It will not change. It will not change. It says we must repent and turn to the living God and seek the things of the kingdom of the Almighty God. You say, God, the time is now. I say judgment is here. Judgment is here. Says the Lord God Almighty. And we must know and see that we are in these times. At the time where God will pour out his wrath upon not only America, but upon the nations. You can just pick up your newspaper, whatever you read, you know, whatever news channel you watch. You know, it doesn't matter if you're on social media, whatever you're doing. Look at all these things that have come up on the face of the earth. We're in that time. The gospel does not need to be preached anywhere else. It's being preached throughout the whole world. As Jesus said, the gospel of the kingdom is being preached everywhere. And this generation shall not pass until all these things be fulfilled. This wicked generation will not pass until all these things be fulfilled. And we will see the coming of the Almighty God. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. It's at hand. And we must turn from our wicked ways. All the things that we hold in our heart that we do before the Almighty God. We seek the counsel of the wicked church people. Seeking the counsel of the wicked, going to, to sorcerers, you know, for fortune tellers. What? Instead of seeking the Almighty God, what are we doing? What are we doing? Huh? This is a backsliding people, along with a backsliding nation. And we must turn again to the living God. We must turn again to the living God so he can deliver us from our sins and purge our heart from all evil and wickedness and from the fornication we have committed in the sight of the Almighty God. We have went a whoring from the Almighty God and sought other gods. Just the Almighty God. But God wants us to return unto him that he might heal our land, that he might heal this nation, that he might heal the churches, that he might heal our homes. And this is the truth, said the Almighty God. We must turn now unto the living God. We must turn now unto the living God. Because now is the time of repentance, because judgment is here. Judgment is here. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America will fall. Will fall. God is sending his prophets unto the world, rising up early and sending them, that they might declare judgment upon this nation and upon this land, that people might know that he is the Almighty God, and he is not slack concerning any of his promises. Not one. Not one. And if God said he will bring destruction, he will bring destruction. Because America is an abomination unto the Almighty God. It's an abomination because of all the filthiness that's in this nation. And the people do wickedness in the sight of the Almighty God. But God is willing to purge your heart even this day. He's willing to purge you from your filthiness, that you might be able to abide in the presence of the Almighty God. Because that's the only way we're going to be able to abide in His presence. Our hearts must be purged from all filthiness and all corruption, that we might stand fast in the liberty wherewith God has set us free, and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. But as long as we are servants to sin, we are bound to sin. Bless the Almighty God. God is waiting for us to turn back to Him, to show a mighty hand among His people. God wants to show a mighty hand, but there will only be a few that will hear. There will only be a few that will hear, and they will know the voice of the Lord God Almighty. They will know His voice, and they will submit their lives unto Him. It's only a few. It's only a few of remnants shall be saved, that will not bow to the things of this world, that would not bow to the corruption of this nation, that will not bow to Donald Trump, that will not do things that are contrary to the Almighty God. He is a righteous God, and our own righteousness cannot save us. People want to be saved by their own righteousness, you know, by what they think God's requiring. But it's already been laid out from the foundation of the earth what's required. It's already been. The just shall live by faith, shall live by faith, and their works do follow them, says the Almighty God. You must have faith, but your works must follow you. You just can't say you believe, because like I said in the last one, the devils believe and they tremble. The devils believe and they tremble, but they're not going to obey God. They're not obedient to God. They are servants of Satan. And as long as you serve sin, you are a servant of Satan. There's no other way to put it. You will suffer condemnation, and you will suffer the wrath of the Almighty God that will be poured out upon the nations of this world, because destruction is coming. Destruction is coming. Destruction is coming. And we must yield to Him who is able to save us from the pending wrath, from the pending doom. The day of darkness is upon us, says the Almighty God. The sun will refuse to shine. The stars will not give their light, says the Almighty God. And we shall see the sign of the Son of Man in heaven with His holy angels. And they shall descend with a shout of the Almighty God. So we got to be mindful of how we're walking before God. Got to be mindful. I'm not going to accept just anything. Why we think that we can just give God anything? He will not accept it. Only the pure in heart shall see God. Only the pure in heart shall see God. Wake up, O sinful nation. Wake up, O sinful land, says the Almighty God, and proclaim the righteousness of the Almighty God, even by the righteousness that He set in our hearts. God wants to write His laws. He wants to write His commandments on our hearts. That way we will obey God. We don't even have to think about it. When we rise up in the morning, we want to please God. When we lay down at night, we want to please God, because He is our all in all. And as the psalmist said, as the heart runs to the waterbrook, so does my soul long for the living God. We got to long for Him. We want to see Him and to do the things that please Him according to His will and according to His working. says the Almighty God. This is what God requires of us. Even from the beginning, even until now, it's the same requirement. Like I said, it's the same requirement. It will not change. It will not change. Obedience is better than sacrifice. The time is now. The time is now. And we must turn back to the living God, says the Almighty. God wants to heal us. God wants to deliver us. But we must be willing to yield ourselves as living sacrifices unto him. We must be willing to yield ourselves as living sacrifice unto him. The way the world can see us as the people of God. The world can know that we are the people of God. Right now, the world don't know. World don't see that light. They don't see that light in the church. They don't see the light in the people of God as they go to and fro throughout the earth. There's no light. There's only darkness. There's only darkness in the churches. There's only darkness in America. And destruction will come to this people and to this land. God shall cause them to stumble in the darkness. They have ears, but they do not hear. They have eyes, but they do not see, says the Lord God Almighty. And wickedness is always in their heart. They only think about evil continually, says the Lord God Almighty. We must repent and turn to the living God. We must repent now. There's no time. There's no time to wonder about this, when he's going to come, or what day he's going to come, or all this stuff that people worry about, or people worry about the prophetic timeline. The day is the day of repentance. He's calling us to repentance this day. Not to watch no prophetic timeline. That's not of God. God said, watch ye and pray always. Or watch and pray always. He didn't say, watch a prophetic timeline. These things have nothing to do with God, but these are men's tools. These are men's devices. The things that they have created. To keep themselves, so to speak, in the counsel of God, but they're really not in the counsel of God. They're devising their own counsel in their own ways. Because all we gotta do is watch and pray. That's all God wants us to do, is watch and pray. That we not be found wanting in the balance. In the day of his judgment, in the day of his wrath. And be mindful and have our hearts set on the things of the Almighty God. Jesus said, a wicked generation seek for a sign. A wicked generation. And this is wickedness in the eyes of the Lord. Wickedness. All we need to do is serve him. Through faith. Through faith. Through faith and obedience to his will. And if you have faith and you believe in God, then you will walk before God accordingly. And not before man. And not to please your family. And not to please your preacher. We must walk before the Almighty God. No matter what people say, no matter how people doubt you, no, no matter how people think that you're off, just doing stuff, out of your own mind. If he's lost his mind, they say, he's lost his mind. That's not the same person that we knew. Of course not. When you are saved, you shall not be the same person. Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Everything has become new. It has become new. We should walk as according to the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That we be renewed in the spirit of our minds and in our hearts to do the will of God always. But this is a sinful nation. This is a sinful land. And America will fall. America will fall. No matter how much she tries to create this form of godliness and to create this form of religion that's not of God, this one world religion that the world is going after, and this one world leader that they're going after, and this one world financial system that they're going after, these things are not of God. These things are contrary to God, because God have already established his church from the foundation of the earth, and it shall not be moved. It shall not be moved, because it was built upon the foundation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that will not change. And he sits on the right hand of our God, waiting for the appointed time. And he shall gather his people from the four corners of the earth. All of his people. No matter where they are, they will be gathered unto him. Says the Almighty God. And he will pour out judgment upon the land and upon the nations. Turn now to the living God. Says the Spirit. Turn now. Turn now, obey the voice of the Almighty God. Obey the voice of the Almighty God and turn from your evil ways, from your adulterous ways, from your fornications, from your lies, from your sorceries, from your witchcrafts. Oh, wicked nation, turn this day to the living God. That he might heal this nation. Don't continue to provoke the Lord our God into anger, that he will bring swift destruction unto this nation. Swift destruction unto this nation by the hand of the Almighty God. Repent, 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 repent. Says the Spirit of the Almighty God. Father, I glorify you. I praise you. Give you the glory. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.